Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we have a New Year's show tonight. And who knows how that's going to go. Remember, the Light Shift does these shows basically, so things just come across differently at times. So we're going to first do some entity releases, and we'll get those little critters out of everybody here, these emotional bodies. So let's release those now. And here they go. And wonderful. Feels good. Feels very, very good. Working up from the bottom of our feet now, up to our waist area, and going up to the top of our head now, down our arms, our legs. Looking good.
Ron?
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Ron. This is Sylvia from Toronto. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yep, we have our...
I have problems hearing you.
So here we are. We're doing entity releases here. And Sylvia is going to come on in a minute here. You can talk if you want, Sylvia. So do you have any things you want to talk about tonight?
I have the phone so very close to my ear because I can barely hear you. So I'm not too sure when my cue is in.
Yeah, you sound good on this side, on my end here, Sylvia.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Okay,
well,
so
Ron,
you do sound good.
As I was saying to Don when they first call, this is an auspicious occasion for me. It is such a pleasure to actually be on this program with you and let you know how grateful I am for all the work you have done for me, my best friend, and my kids. Like, your healing truly work. And I was wondering today if we can speak about self-help and the tools, you know, to heal ourselves, because I believe you have all the tools. Yet there are so many tools out there, and you know, they're...
Yeah, there's a lot of tools. What we could do is let's do our life force energy.
Sorry, I am having problem hearing the sound.
Okay, but we'll do our life force. You're coming through fine on my end, so we'll do our life force energy. So let's entities are released now. So let's put our hands in front of us, like in the prayer position. We'll do it that way here. Palms, chakras, connecting to each other here. And put them in front of your heart center. And this affirmation is very simple, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And all these little critters are out of us now, these emotional bodies of people who came into our consciousness. So we're going to increase our energy, and at the same time, it'll bring in more of our spirit. So this is the same thing as a spirit retrieval. So here we go. Feel the energy and move your hands further apart. And then come back in again slowly. And you want to say, I now increase my life force energy. And then pull your hands apart further and come in again. So let's do this together. So first sample your energy. Remember, this is not mental. It's all your body telling you where the energy is. And move your hands further apart and come in slowly. And then say, I now increase my life force energy. Hands apart. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it five more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And the last time, I now increase my life force energy. So kind of feel your body. I'll put some music on for about a minute or two. If you want to get up and walk around, and just sample your body's energy. Your eyes should be a little brighter, so you might want to look in a mirror. Check yourself out. And you may actually have a little higher consciousness now as you connect with your heart more. So just do this now and see you back in a minute or two here. Okay. So, Sylvia, are you there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, and I can hear you perfectly now.
Great.
And as I was saying, it's a pleasure and it's an honor to be on this program and have the opportunity to speak with you. Also, to receive the healing that the Creation Lightship does. Never did I ever knew it was possible to actually be healed vibrationally and within our thoughts and belief systems. And I am so grateful for you, and thank you for being here and coming back and helping us out. Even though egotistically, I cannot comprehend beyond the spectrum of everyday living and life. So I thank you. If it was okay with you, I really wanted to discuss more about cellular memory and the tools that we have been searching for to be helped but haven't been able to obtain it.
Okay. Well, the Lightship does many, many healings, and they only do this during the time of ascension. This is why they only come once every 2,000 years. And I wish it had come more often, but this is just kind of the way it is because they cannot interfere with anyone's, free choice. So if they came continuously, then they would be doing healings on everyone, and you wouldn't have any free choice, and you wouldn't be able to actually experience life the way you wanted to experience. So the bottom line is that it's up to you to stay heart-centered. And so they're expecting you to stay that way, and then they come for the ascension time and have the ascension from the planet here and also the people on it. So we'll do a sample, I guess, of the emotional healing. And this one here you can do with me here. Just think of a situation that you've dealt with in the last 5 days. And here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So kind of do a body scan here, see how you feel. And this is just a sample, but it will take away a lot of the traumas that you might be experiencing during the last week here. And normally what people feel is that their body becomes more relaxed during this process of the healing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, thank you for that sample healing. But I highly recommend, actually, anyone who's listening who haven't had this clearing done to actually get the entire clearing for their, I think it's called your whole life clearing, because it's fabulous. I remember the first time I had it, which was approximately a year and a half ago, I was like flying, figuratively as a kite. The emotions were gone. I just felt supercharged, and I felt amazing. And I became very addicted to getting the Creation Lightship healing. So thank you for that, Ron. But coming back to our cellular memory, now, you had mentioned the ship would like us to remain heart center. But with the fourth reincarnation and then all the false teachings down here, and we do not understand or know of cellular memory because science did not bring the gaps together and let us know this is what's going on, nor did we know, it's kind of difficult for us to remain heart-centered when we come into bodies, like the spirit come into a body that is full of cellular memory that is very dense, in my case.
Yep, that definitely happens here. Unfortunately, that's what the spirit has to deal with. Remember, your spirit comes into any life form, but we're here on this earth plane, so your spirit is here to help heal the body for ascension. And also to bring forth its creativity in each lifetime. But it has to work through thoughts of your ancestors, which is your cellular memory, which is the why you look the way you do, the why you act the way you do. And maybe if you have any physical deformities, that's the reason, because the cellular memory that's inside of you got changed from the divine perfection to something that got altered. And this is probably why people have problems. Maybe some people are born, and maybe they slunch over a little bit when they walk. Maybe they could be pigeon-toed or something or whatever. And this is because of that process of the judgment from your ancestors, and it got stored in the bodies of your ancestors, and now it came up in your lifetime. So this is how we have to look at this here. And if you really want to know what's happening to you, if you happen to realize or know about or have seen your grandparents, you're probably mimicking more of their energy in you from that generation more than your parents. So if you look at your four grandparents, then chances are you'll get a really good clue on what you're working on. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, thank you for that, because coincidentally, you're speaking about greater truth, because my family background actually would name and say, you know, you behave like this person, you behave like that person. So what you're saying to us and what you're saying to me really resonate as fact and as truth. However, with the false teaching that we have received, they made it seem like it's a shame to be who you are and act the way you are. And then we tend to hide away and look for some tools to heal ourselves that is not really healing us. It's passing the time. But we don't really get the clarification and the ideas and concept of what's going on. So when I start hearing you on the BBS program, I was like, wow, this man should be in all the public schools and be like speaking 24 hours a day, because what you say resonates. You have quoted as thick as a block. Well, I fall into that category because it actually has taken me months, even, you know, 12 months to understand certain things you do say. But what you say, when I drop myself into my heart center, the interpretation is so profound and so real. Like, I think we need to hear more of you speaking.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's hard to... What happens during these shows is that I'm just like you sitting, you know, and I have my speakerphone in front of me, and the light beams will come in, and I really don't know what direction they're going to go. On my piece of paper in front of me, I just write down the basics as, you know, to do the entity clearing and the chakras and the heart to mind. That's all that I have on my paper. And from there, the light beings come in, and they decide what they want to do. So it's really interesting for myself to see how the shows change. Sometimes I'll get a light being that's a little more female, feminine. Other times the males come in. In fact, let's just do that experience now. I'd like everybody to bring up on their monitor screen the light being picture. And as you bring it up, if you're new to the program, just scroll down, go to Creation Lightship Healing, and scroll down. And about an inch or so on your scroll bar, you're going to see the light beam. And we're going to first bring in the female energies. And this is, I love doing this here, especially at expos. And we'll bring in the females, so here they come. And they come in groups of three, although the females sometimes only come in one at a time, but they're going to come in a group of three today. And here they come. So the first one's going to come in, and you're going to notice that as I'll do one, two, and three separately, then they'll come in as a unit. And the doctors normally come in groups of three. So these are the doctors coming in to help you. So first one's coming in, and I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And she'll be changing the picture on your monitor screen. What's interesting, when I do healings with people, their actual photograph of that person, if you have a photograph maybe taken at any time, it could be... 6 months prior to a healing to, you know, even 10 years or so. If you look at the photograph, you'll notice that it will actually change during the healing process. And you go, well, how can that actually change? Well, it's because the light chip brings you into the current moment. So your picture is of the past, who you used to be. And the current moment is something different. And so it will actually change the photograph, which is why we can work with the monitor screen all the time here. It's very, very easy for them to do. So... remember, they only work in the moment. Everything else is in the past. So when they change your current moment, they are changing your past. So this is the grace energy, we'll say, the love energy of the light chip coming. And this is why they don't work in judgment. They don't care what your past was. All they want to do is help you. And this is, once you understand that completely, then you really get gravitated to these healings, because you know that it only takes one healing to change. So number two light being is going to come in. And I'll count to five again. One, two, three, four, and five. And each one will have a little different flavor of the divine energy coming through them. We could see a little different personality. Okay, and now we'll bring in the next female light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So what I'm going to do is just let you sit with these three energies here. And you're already all heart-centered right now. That happened automatically in this program. So just sit back, relax, and I'm going to put some music on again. And you can experience these light beams. Just watch the photograph, the picture, and you're going to actually see them change a little bit and request a healing. Okay, and now for the treat of the night, I guess, we'll bring in the male energies. The males are a lot stronger, and here comes the males, up in one at a time. So here comes the first male coming in, and we'll count to five again, and the females are kind of stepping back, allowing the males to come through. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and there we go. And now we'll bring in the second male. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And here comes the third male. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And so request your healing. We had somebody requesting a sample of the gum and teeth healing, so you can do this now. Just request your healing now, and I'll put some music on again. And here's the male energies. And the males do most of the healing on the light ship. We got a question. When Jesus came back, was he here to help us towards the ascension? Yes, that's the only reason why he came. To do ascension teachings and healings for people. Get rid of their cellular memory that was in their body. This is why we use the word sins with that terminology. And people think he died for our sins. Well, he died because, or got killed, because he was releasing the genetic cellular memory out of people to prepare them for ascension. Just like we're doing today in this ending of this time of 2,000 years. And it'll happen again in the next 2,000 years. increase the male energy stronger for everybody. This I love doing. And kind of like the old Memorex commercial with the guy sitting in front of the JBL speaker with his hair being blown back. So you may have ever seen that if you're a little bit older. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh, man, this feels great. Stronger, 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 stronger. You might be getting hot now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, they're really nice tonight. And request your healing. Sylvia, we'll turn it back over to you. Hello, Sylvia.
Hi, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry about that. At first, I would like to admit that I was nervous getting onto the program. But then after, when the light shift came and it was in present with me, I just feel profoundly stronger.
Yes, so, you have the light shift energy with you, yes.
And when I first started working with you and listening to your BBS programs, it was very difficult for me to feel the energy. As my clearings increased, it was like, wow, I was just so much more happier and brighter, and things were effortless. But then I really started getting to my cellular memory, and boy, it really is dark and dungy in there. And I just wanted to let you know that it's amazing to be in this energy and feel this energy, because I never really started off in the beginning feeling the energy. But with the clearings, I started feeling the energy. So thank you. The gratitude, the gratefulness, it's pouring. I don't know how else to say it, but we're so grateful, Ron, that you're here. You mentioned on the fast chat, someone asked, when Jesus came, you know, if it was to help in the ascension process. Well, if I can comment or make a question, Ron, we did not know anything about ascension. I never knew anything about ascension. We were taught that he died for our sins because we're so bad and we're so shameful and we're all fallen angels and we're this and we're that. The propaganda, the religious indoctrination, and I was born into an Indian family with a Hindu background. So Christ wasn't really our teaching. It was all the other idol gods and everything I was taught to pray to. And it just didn't seem right, because we were praying and our prayers were not being answered. Catastrophe was still coming forth.
Yeah, that happens. That's the God plane energy. So it's not necessarily going to ever help you for the ascension process, and it's never really talked about that much. A lot of the New Age people now know about it and they start talking about it, but they don't necessarily have all the truth involved. They know about the ascension as far as it's a word, and they really don't know what's going to happen, because they're not privileged to that information. They just think that if you have good thoughts, if you go into your heart center, if you smile at everybody, you know, doing the woo-woo things, that you're going to be able to ascend. And that's not the case. You know, this, you have to get back to the basics. And you can always look at what Jesus did here, and that was to help people for healing. So you have to realize that, you know, as you start looking at why he was here, okay, you have to realize, well, do I really believe that he did miracle healings? And do I believe that he had the teachings to go inside of your heart? And he came 2,000 years ago. So, you know, what does that mean to you? And then he ascended. So when you start connecting the dots, you know, you start seeing that the information really is not talked about, but he came and he proved that it could be done. And so this is the reason why, you know, I came back to help people. But the main thing is you have to kind of decide for yourself, is what he really did, was that factual and true? And, you know, why did he come here? Well, when you start realizing that he came to help people, and then you start connecting that, yeah, he was here to teach them ascension, doesn't take, you know, a really large thought to connect those dots up to say, yeah, this must be real. And now it's happening again. So it's kind of, and I think the churches, you know, should also probably be mentioning that, but they don't do that. They're afraid to go into the truth because they would lose their congregation. And so everything is put outside of yourself when you pray. Like I use the word, you know, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. And these are the extraterrestrial gods that people pray to. So every church is probably connected, hooked up energetically to one of these ET life forms. And you're like the blood supply to them as you go there and you work with your, you know, life force energy, doing your prayers, maybe opening your heart up, sending your life force to them, and they just love it. So you have to be very careful on how you work with the energy. And if you just go back to the basics, where Jesus said the kingdom is with you, then you realize what his teachings were, not to go outside of yourself. For me, it's very easy to look at and to see. And even people get caught up in doing oaths for different organizations, and maybe people get caught in doing different mantras and all different types of things. And all this energy is being taken by something somewhere. And it's definitely not the divine energy. The light ship does not need your energy whatsoever. It doesn't even want you to give it your energy because you already have it. It doesn't need any help from you to propel the earth into ascension or anything like this. So all these teachings are from the galactics and the negative ETs that are here, and these energies are just here to sidetrack you. And unfortunately, a lot of people believe in what they're doing, and they have a good heart, open-minded people will say, but they just don't know the truth. And so when you start talking about, oh man, we should do a special healing, and there's probably going to be one tomorrow, I imagine, so, you know, 1-1, you know, and one on 2-2, you know, this is what I say everybody does, healings on these special days, we'll say, because they think it's special. So the light ship just strictly another ordinary day. You know, they do work with the energies coming in for ascension, but as far as one day being more divine, we'll say, than the other, or having different things coming to the planet, it's always coming. And that's what they're here to do, is to bring in the divine ascension energies so that the planet can do its shift. And the humans on the planet are just a byproduct of that, if you choose to do that. But the Earth Spirit is leaving. And so the Earth Spirit is doing the ascension. And it's up to you to go with it if you choose to. So, that, you know, with your body. And it takes that preparation to get rid of all the judgment. So this is what Jesus was doing, was getting a bit of judgment out of people. And it, to me, it's like I said, it's a no-brainer. You just started connecting the dots. And like I say, you know, like you mentioned earlier, Sylvia, you know, the song by Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So hopefully this show is getting you to think a little bit about what's going on in your life and why you have situations that keep recycling over and over again. And you know, some people say, gee, you know, why is this happening to me? Well, it's because it's built inside of you. All the mind-controlling energies are with you. So this is what you want to get rid of so you can actually have free choice, free will here. So back to you, Sylvia.
If I actually comment on what you said, I think it's fascinating what you said. But you see, your truth is something we are denied of. It's, you're the only person that I have ever spoken to over the phone or heard over the radio that I can say almost everything you say resonates as truth with me. No, we just really do not know. We have all the commercials saying, buy this, buy that, and you will be happy because they put a new coat of paint on a car, they change a fender or something, and this says, this is what success looks like. And then we look at these catalogs where there's people smiling with a bright new home, and you can feel the heart energy in some of these smiles. So the dots we connect, Ron, is the marketing we get. And this is why I love to hear you on BBS, because you connect dots that resonate at deep core levels. It's imperative to have your teaching.
That's great. Thank you. So,
I don't really mean to flatter you.
Let's do another healing, okay?
Freckle.
Yeah, let's get into another healing. I'd rather do healing on the show if we can. I don't need to talk about myself too much. I mean, it's great, and thank you.
Well, excuse me. I do appreciate what you're saying, but your healings are there. I think part of the show and the honor I'm having today is to help anyone who's listening to understand the importance of becoming aware that basic psychology teaches us that we can only help others if we help ourselves. And that's just basic psychology. And here you are with all the tools and all the resources to actually clear up everyone on this planet. That is amazing, because the light chip can do it. And we have this up.
That's great, Sylvia. Boy, thank you. That's so true.
You know, and I think of the God plane. Like, I had the God plane clearing. I highly recommend that clearing as well. Because when you get that clearing and that invisible energy that makes you look above for God is gone, you realize, whoa, like, there's something really different here. And then the ego is willing to look for the next person that's going to lead it, which is going to be the spirit. Like, these are what your clearing does. It awakens a human being to realizing the gifts we have within. So please, continue with your sample healing.
Okay, so thank you, Sylvia. Let me think here. Well, since we deal with mind a lot, let's do a mental clearing. So again, we'll go back 5 days. And here we go. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you may feel your thoughts changing a little bit. You might feel a little higher consciousness. And this mental clearing is very nice. I'll do a sensory body. A lot of people like that one because it covers a lot of things at once. This is how you sense the planet Earth here. Remember, we have our senses, smell, touch, taste, sight, etc. And there's probably other senses that we have that they don't talk about, but we'll just say this is the five-sense clearing here. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. Oh, I'm yawning. Somebody needed this bad. When I yawn, actually what happens is I take all the energy that I'm working with right now for people, and it comes into my body. And from there, it gets transmitted to the light ship, and then they clear it. And this is how these healings work. I do not recommend, in fact, if I was a regular person, I would say the last thing you ever want to do is to do healings on people, because you may take on the energy and it may kill you. For myself, I'm very fortunate that this doesn't work this way. But when I first heard about doing healings, taking on energies, I thought, oh man, that's the worst thing you could ever do. Because remember, most healers die of the energies that they've worked with in their lifetime. So anyway, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So just look at your different senses now, and you might see that you're seeing physically better. Maybe some extra pains left your body. Maybe your hands work better. So just kind of do a sampling there. But for me, as I do more and more work with people, I would be really afraid using that term to like do massage work on people, to touch people, mainly because once you start realizing about these extraterrestrial critters that people have inside of them, the octopus energies and the worms and the maggots in their head and the squid energies and the snakes and the black widows, these are all energetic life forms that are inside of us. So once you connect with somebody, touching them or something, these energies can get transferred to you. And so people then say, well, gee, Ron, this is what I do for my career, my profession. Well, how can I protect myself? I would think the only way to do that is to work and do your life force energy and do it all the time like we did earlier on this program. And that's about your only protection. The more you can be in your body, the better off you are. But still, to be perfectly honest, I would still think you would be getting these things. And I don't know how else to really say that to discourage people. But if you've ever been at my workshops, you're going to notice that, yeah, these things do get released. These are real. People feel them. And it's quite something to really understand what's invading the body here. So let's do one more clearing here, and I'm going to do a sample of the parallel life clearing, and here we go. So parallel lives are your spirit going out when you're sleeping at night, and maybe even when you're awake. It'll go to parallel lifetime. This is your deja vu patterns that you see, because you're actually living that life, and you just happen to see it as it bleeds through, maybe a millisecond after it happened. So you say, oh, gee, this seems familiar to me. Well, yeah, it was. So here we go, and this will be on this planet, the Earth-cloned planet by the dark side, with Earth-cloned people that look like you, or body looks like you with all your friends, and they also clone them, and your spirit goes into these bodies. Remember, they want to get more mileage out of you for the trauma when they cause you more pain and torture and harm. So here we go. We'll take you out of 10 lifetimes. So first one release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and 10 released. And now we're going to do the same process, but these are actually planets that we don't know about. So this is the non-Earth planets with your spirit going into a body that looks like yours. So here we go. One release, two release, three release, four release, five release, six release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and 10 released. Let's put some music on again and sample your body, see how you feel, and we'll see you back in about a minute. Now I want to get up and walk around a little bit here. Stretch and twist. Take out one of these critters here from people. We'll take out the octopus energy, and these are prevalent in all of us here. Like I was saying, when you touch somebody, shake hands, hug them, these energies can't come across to you. And unfortunately, whether they're coming from you to the other person or from the other person to you, you know, it's hard to say. Remember, when you're getting a massage by somebody, are they giving you these things from the last person, or are they taking them away from you, or both? So, you know, it's hard to say. Even though you do feel better afterwards, you know, it's wonderful to have a massage, but what you might be catching, you know, is something else here, you know. So here we go. This is the octopus energy. Sit back and relax. and we're taking these out of you right now. So we'll work with your, maybe from your knees on down here. And now we're going up from your waist. Boy, oh man, hip joints, we'll say your hips down to your knees here. Okay, and now we're going to work, we'll go with your intestines right now. Large, small intestines, colon area. We'll just go maybe power chakra on down to make it easier here. And people realize about touching people or shaking hands, you know, there are people that you meet, you know, maybe you are a person that shakes hands or hugs, and maybe that works great because you see people, maybe 99% of them are fine to do. You know, you may think this, okay? But there's always that one person that you go, I really don't want to do that. But what are they transmitting in their energy field, okay? Is it because they have, we'll just say, bad vibrations? Or are you actually, is your body sensing these worms and creepy crawlers, you know, inside of them? You know, it's hard to say, but there is that one person that you don't even want to get near. Well, if you just amplify that and magnify it, like under a microscope, everybody has things that you don't want to get close to, just that you're not really taught this. This is why most people, and you may notice this, who are really, really, I'll just use the word spiritual, they may just bow to people in place of shaking hands, just honoring who they are. And it's another way of just saying, I really don't want you to touch me because I don't want to get slimed, okay? But that's probably why they're doing it that way for a lot of the people we'll just call holy men, okay? Because they know that these people have stuff, whether it's their experiences of the DNA coming forward or bad energy or whatever, you know, it could be anything, but they just don't want to touch anybody because they don't want to become corrupted with this negative energy. So on this show, we just go past that as far as bad vibrations, you know, negative thoughts. We get right into the nitty-gritty of these energies here. So we're now working, we'll say, above the power chakra, and we'll go up to the top of your shoulders here and down your arms now. And these energies come in, and they can attach to your rib cage, just many, many things. I have two shows if you wanted to go further into this here. One is on 11/30 of last year, 08. No, that wouldn't be 08, would it? It'd be 07, excuse me. And then we have the one on 10/10 of this year of 08. So you may want to just check on those shows on the archives. And we do release some of these extraterrestrial critters out of people. And they can cause you to have just an awful life. You can have pain in your body all the time. You can have things that crawl around inside of you. Phantom pains that move. This is what actually happens. These things are in you, biting you, not knowing what they are. You just think you have some kind of internal pain or something, and this is what they are. So now we're going up to your head. So here we go. Okay, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you here. We got about 5 more minutes. No, actually, we've got about 10 minutes left to the show, so we can do some more questions if you want or some more healings.
Well, I want to say thank you again, but I would also like to make a comment, if it's okay.
Sure.
You mentioned, and you do a lot of your sample clearings, but the enormity of these clearings really is not understood unless it's actually is completely done by the person. Like, for example, your sensory clearing, that disconnects people from rubbing energies with their furniture or their walls. It actually took away my daughter's allergic reaction to animals. Your mental clearing, it totally calms the entire mind. It is amazing. When you do the sample clearing, sometimes we're not really aware of the effects it's having on to us. Like the parallel life clearing, you did those samples, and I remember the first time I ever had the most peaceful sleep and rest in my entire life is after I had my complete parallel life clearing done. You know, and these ET parasites, ironically, when I was around 18, I had a taste in my mouth that I couldn't get rid of. And I went to the doctors, we looked into it, there's no help. And it's only after I started listening to your show, realized that I could have tasted these things in my body. And, you know, so while you give us all these sample clearings and everything, there's so much that's going on, there's so much that's happening for us. I'm just grateful that I'm a beneficiary of it all. And for all those who's listening, I say seriously, consider having it done. Because the Creation Light Shift will take something away from it. They definitely will.
Yep, all these healings definitely do work. There's so many of them, most people kind of get boggled with their mind. But you have to start with the emotional healing. And after you have a healing or two, then you realize what you want to have next. But for those who are really serious about the ascension process, then you want to start off with the initial empowerment sessions that we have. And that's listed here. If you want to scroll down a little ways here, there's a couple of papers you can click on here. And we do other clearings too, but these are the main ones that you want to have. And everybody knows what they are as they start reading them because they start resonating with you. And what might be overwhelming at first when you look at something and you go, oh boy, this is what I really need. Well, maybe after having an emotional clearing or some other clearing, ones that we recommend, then maybe that issue left you from that one clearing. So it's not as if you're really overwhelmed, you know, by all the different things that are wrong with you by reading this chart or this list of healings that, you know, you may think, oh, my God, this is just too much for me. Well, you have to start somewhere. Remember, if you don't start, you're not going to move. So you have to start the process to do the clearing. And the first thing is the emotional clearing. And that will change your life. So up to everybody. And you don't know how bad off you are until you have the clearing. Remember, if you ask your mind's always going to tell you, yeah, this is great. You know, I feel fine. I don't need this here. And especially when entities pop in, they're going to tell you that you don't need this, that you did enough spiritual work already. You've already had it done. In fact, a lot of people that I work with, they tell me that right off the bat. They go, well, I've been working on my emotions for the last 20 years. And then I'll do a sample on it. They go, I said, you feel better? They go, oh, yeah, I feel more relaxed. I go, well, what you did wasn't complete. And, you know, and they go, some people say, well, I spent, you know, a lot of money. You know, one guy I remember seeing, he said he spent $20,000 so far with spiritual attunements. And I says, well, you know, with your age, you know, all it's going to cost you is $250 to clear yourself out. And I don't think he believed me because he didn't have the healing done. But, you know, aside from that, you know, you have to move forward in your life. But if you want to change your life, you must have the emotional clearing because that's just the way it is here. We live with emotions. Our body gets, penetrated with all these negative thoughts. These are all invisible bodies. So back to you, Sylvia.
Thanks, Ron. I also was thinking how, as a mother, just even if we put ascension aside, having these clearings done for our children, it's like amazing. You watch them be within their own power, their own space, and their creativity just flow. They use their time much more positively. They express their love in such a right way that you just know this child is so immensely empowered. And I know from my ancestors, they've always been concerned about their kids and how their daughters and son is going to be. Well, the healings with you take all of that away when you do it for your children, because my children have had many of your healings, and they're amazing, but we still need some more. So, you know, I just want to, again, I'm just repeating myself. I am just grateful for your presence and the Creation Light of healings that is available for all of us.
Yeah, and the nice thing, once you have one, you can go on the website and have an unlimited amount of the clearings, because the clearings stop after I've done your clearing. It stops at the time that I stop the clearing. It doesn't continue on in your life. That's the fallacy that they put into the Bible about Jesus dying for your sins. you know, what it should say is Jesus was killed because he was working with the genetic cellular memory of people. And after he stopped doing that process, then all those people, if they were able to get enough healings done, then they did and were able to do the ascension. But the people after that were not healed at all. If the people happened to have children, those children would be probably much less persuaded, we'll say, by those energies, because the parents may have worked on themselves enough. But still, it goes on, and after a few generations, people forget about it, and they start getting more and more stuff. So what was taken out of the people before they conceived the child, yeah, that would be good for that child and the future generations, but we all know how much stuff we have and how many thoughts we have in each lifetime. And so you can't have your healing, you know, with that aspect invalidated, because you may get into a negative situation. Even a year after I do a claim with you over the telephone or online, and this is why I have the updates. You can go in there and clean yourself out daily. You can go back. If you had a clearing 2 years ago, you can go in and start 2 years ago and bring you right up to date. And a lot of people on the online clearings, they do it like 2 to 3 times a day because they want to definitely get cleaned up. They don't want to carry this garbage with them. And, you know, when you realize that you're carrying this much density, then when you start getting a release from you want to have more and more out of you because you want to live in the moment. You want to be able to be free and be peaceful and to have happiness in your life. And as long as you're carrying this emotional stuff, you won't have it. So it looks like our show is coming to an end. You want to say something before we close, Sylvia?
Yes, I would like to say the Center Fuse Room. We've been talking so much about cellular memory and belief system, and this room actually takes it all away. I have done over 60,000 emotional freedom technique for the years prior to being with the Creation Lightship, and still did not get rid of all those problems and issues of thought patterns. But I go to the Center Fuse Room, I spend an hour there, and it's gone.
Oh, so that's wonderful.
Just wanted to mention that. We talked about
60,000, huh, of a different modality. And that's the real popular one.
And other than that, thank you again. And you're right in what you're saying. Everything you say resonates with truth and facts. So please stay on the air.
Okay. So thank you for being our sponsor tonight, Sylvia. And she's in Canada. And we'll just say blessings to all of you. Have a happy new year. And we have a special call this Saturday, 1 o'clock PST. It's a 4-hour special call where the Lightship will bring in, just for you, a sampling of each one of the 12 months energies of ascension. Remember, they're continuously bringing in energies here for the Earth Spirit for its ascension and its healing. So you're able to sample those, and then you can plant your seeds of intention through your heart for the next year. And it's a very, very wonderful event. It's a $20 minimum donation. And you can go on the website, too, and click on that and get on that, or just send me an email, and we'll deal with that when we talk to you. So hopefully everybody can get on this call. I mean, it's well worth it. If you have the time, or even if you don't have the time, find the time, because it's wonderful. It'll change your life. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you on the next program, which will be Friday. It's on Station 2, so Station 1, and the same time as the one tonight, basically, but 5 minutes earlier. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody. Happy New Year. And we'll give you a little bells here. Okay, goodbye, everybody.